Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Joining us now, Jimmy Carter in the Monday Morning Jimmy Carter Report, brought to you now by Crestview RV. We welcome those great folks on board in this sponsorship. They have been advertising partners with us here at 95.9 Texas Country and just longtime great local Austin business. And, of course, another great one, Jim Swertner, Swertner Farm and Ranch. What a weekend, Jimmy. Lots going on.
Yeah, Laska, and I watched the Oscars, so you didn't have to, but we'll get to that event a little bit down the road. Let me start with a story that's just scary because it could happen so easily in this country. It has happened in this country a few times, and people have been spending, cities have been spending millions of dollars trying to help their city by putting in things to prevent this, but in the city, western German city of Mannheim, this afternoon, probably midday today, a car with a driver drove right into a group of people in the city center. One person was killed, several were injured. Now they're saying two have dead, 25 injured, several people lying on the ground in the aftermath. When this occurred, doesn't say. You see, the person was identified and arrested. No further reliable information can be released right now. A lot of things in the area of German Rhineland, parades and carnival season and all that. You know, this is carnival season with today being the day before Mardi Gras Day, and that's going on in New Orleans. And, you know, that was one of those situations where the car smashed into pedestrians. Hard to work on something like that, you know, it just really is. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick making some news. You did see this weekend where he wants the New York Strip renamed to the Texas Strip.
Yeah, I did. And it got me thinking, Jimmy, it's open. You know, President Trump has opened up a whole new can of worms with the Gulf of America thing. I think we're fixing to go through a woke period kind of too, to some degree, on both sides of we need to change the name officially to.
Well, you know, that was one of the big things during the recent Biden administration was changing names of all kinds of things, particularly the Army bases, which I understood it, but still, I was never for that. I mean, it was stupid that it was named after some of these people anyway, but I think it was just more dumb to, and they did that to my high school. They took my high school name down and erased everything involving with that and changed it to some name I can't honestly remember.
And you know, they're in Nashville where you
have a history with that.
My mother would probably roll over in her grave, but she was all proud. She went to Sidney Lanier High School right there on Broadway, there in Nashville, and they decided Sidney Lanier had slaves or something, and of course it became, I think, the Sidney Lanier Girls School or something. It's still there. But they got a whole new name, like everything else.
Well, Sidney Lanier was the organist at my church.
Really?
In Montgomery, at the First Presbyterian Church, because it's very old, back in the 1800s. He was a poet. And then my school was named Jefferson Davis, and Jefferson Davis was the president of the South.
So that had to go.
You know, that had to go. And then the other school that was one of the oldest ones in town, old high school, Robert E. Lee, that had to go. That's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they've torn that building down. At least, Jeff, they, my whole school, they just changed the name and everything. We were the Volunteers, and now I don't know what they are. The U.S.-Ukraine mineral deal, is it up and down or what? We hear stories this morning that he's absolutely ready to sign it, that his big thing, and some of this was a language issue, I do think, was the language barrier. He's good in English, but not great. And I think between that and then you had too many powerful egos in that room at the same time, and that's including Zelensky. Trump was actually calm until Vance got him stirred up. And then if you watch Saturday Night Live, that was pretty funny. If you have any sense of humor left, it showed Marco Rubio just there with big eyes, not saying anything.
Yeah. I noted that just before you called, Jimmy. You know, if you just realize that it's humor, and there were a couple of places on Saturday night that they maybe did lines that didn't necessarily go over that great, and they were more political statements than humor. But for the most part, it was really well-done humor. And let's not discount the fact, and by the way, you were really right about the limitations of what a tribute would be last night to Gene Hackman. You know, they couldn't run any clips when they were saluting him.
Yeah.
Until the very end, and that was already set up. Because I envision a huge deal, but yeah, they couldn't do that. Well, you know, putting on a Friday, and you got to go Saturday night, your lead sketch is going to be what happened in that Oval Office Friday afternoon. They did a remarkable job.
Yeah, they did. They you could tell it wasn't very long, but they put it together pretty good. And some of those people are actually pretty funny on that show. And again, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you got to find your sense of humor wherever it went.
Thank you. Exactly.
Because we have got to be able to. I mean, the fact that Musk had a chainsaw at something, I guess CPAC the other day, he comes running into the office with a chainsaw, and that is a funny, you know, kind of outrageous thing. And if you're on the other side, you certainly do that. So. Right now, the Democrats, you can't really make fun of them because they're disappeared. They're in a hole somewhere. They haven't. Now, here's one now that Trump has done, and this debate has been so long ago, I don't even remember what it was about, but he has signed the executive order making English the official U.S. language. And that was something that was discussed 10 years ago or something, it feels like, and I just don't even remember why they felt like that needed to be. U.S. was one of five countries in the world that did not have an official language. You remember when they did that? That was kind of
I do.
Because everything started coming up
like
in Spanish
you.
Everywhere.
Just like you, there's a reason why it sort of became important to a lot of people, but it also includes, you know, to be a U.S. citizen, you know, what kind of mastery do you have to have of the English language?
Right.
You know, so it ties into that somehow and a couple of other things, but largely it was clearly, I think, in my memory anyway, symbolic. You know, we don't list an official language of our country. Well, let's put it this way. Aviation, because America is the standard. I don't care if you're flying in and out of Russia. You better speak English. That's the language.
A lot of pilots say that the Russian flight controllers will do the English, but you better double-check everything. Don't trust them, because sometimes they just go back, revert back into Russian. Measles outbreak in West Texas still going on, 146 people. Most of the individuals, 79, were unvaccinated. The rest have unknown status. That's just going on out there and very concerning. Pope Francis doing a little bit better, which we're glad about. Tariffs, Canada, Mexico, China, those begin tomorrow. 20%, 25% tariff. Most imports from our neighbors, smaller 10% tariff on energy products from Canada. So I guess we're going to feel those prices coming up as we talk about. Companies are going to unveil their latest phones and laptops at the Mobile World Congress today in Barcelona, Spain. Let's see here. Thursday, we'll have two holidays this week. National Dentist's Day. Boy, that's a tough profession, isn't it? I mean, you're in people's mouths all the time. Nobody wants to come see you, at least occasionally in general practice. You know, somebody you can go in with a smile and leave with one most of the time. Then National Oreo Day. I have some Oreos back there. I've kind of restarted that. South by Southwest starts on Friday.
It does. And runs runs all the way through the 15th of this month, about the time our rodeo kicks off. So a lot going on here.
There's a lot going on in the actual Houston rodeos. They've already had the barbecue cook-off and all that. They had the parade on Saturday, I think Saturday morning. And they'll start with Reba tomorrow night in Houston. Daylight savings time. Daylight saving singulars, not savings. Daylight saving time is going to be back this weekend on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. Now, some strange things have occurred, and no one really knows why. So what is this about? The defense secretary has instructed the Pentagon to stop offensive cyber operations against Russia. Don't exactly know what that's about, and several members who were asked, including the National Security Director, was not aware that we had done that either. So I don't know what that
is. That story is buried in the weeds, but that may be one of the most significant stories, because everybody that was interviewed on those Sunday shows, they all had the story that's around that or denying it. But it does appear that in order to get things settled on the war, it just appears this way, that President Trump is saying, hey, we'll quit trying to screw with you on cyber stuff. And that would be a heck of a thing. Since they're doing it to us so badly, that would be...
Well, hopefully they're not doing it to us today if we're not doing it. Hopefully that stopped. We'll see. Rubio, now see, it's a lot of, that may have come from a Trump straight-to-Hexeth order, okay? And they didn't talk to anybody else about it, but you would think
that's
they would talk to your national security advisor about that. And then Rubio has gone around Congress and sent $4 billion in arms to Israel. 2,000-pound bombs and other weapons. Apparently he can, and he did. So that's going on, too. So a lot of palace intrigue, no doubt about it. A lot of stuff going on in Europe. There's a terrorist act, and then there's the countries over there are trying to now develop, led by the Prime Minister of England, develop their own ceasefire proposal to present to Trump. They still know that Trump is the only way they're going to get Putin to sit down and try to do anything. Back in just a second after these messages.
He buys and sells more head of cattle than anyone in America. From Swartner, Texas, fourth-generation cattle rancher, here's Jim Swartner.
Hold on, Dad. We're not going to buy cows today. We're going to sell real estate. Hi, I'm Samantha Schwartner Rosenberg with Keller Williams Realty. Unlike my dad, I don't sell cows, but I do sell ranches and homes. I'm a fifth-generation Schwartner and native Austinite, and I've been helping folks buy and sell homes and ranches for many years. If you're looking for someone who knows and understands the current market, I'm your realtor. With my experience, I can personally help you get the price you expect and deserve. So when you're getting ready to sell your home or ranch, or even thinking about it and just have questions, give me a call at 512-658-3092 or visit me on the web at samsellsatx.com. That's samsellsatx.com. And if you've got cows, please sell them to my dad. He needs all the help he can get.
And Sam, if it's good for you, it's certainly good for Texas.
Hi, folks. Jimmy Carter here for Crestview RV. If you're new to Central Texas, you may not know about Crestview, but let me tell you, they've been getting people out on the wide open spaces
since 1982.
If you're looking for a camper from one of those little pop-up kinds, all the way to the big fifth wheel models, Crestview RV has you covered. They sell and service just about all kinds of RVs and travel trailers with three locations,
From Buda to Waco, they're probably close to where you are. With all the comforts you're used to, you can travel anytime you want, home away from home. Get away to the lake, the beach, the desert, the mountains, wherever you want to go. Crestview can help you pick out the right camper or trailer so you can do what you want to do. And with available financing, they make it easy to follow your dreams on the open road. Like I said, three locations, Buda next to Cabela's in Georgetown, in Waco. You can find them online at CrestviewRV.com. That's CrestviewRV.com. And like they say, if their name isn't on the RV, you probably paid too much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And back now with page 2 of the Jimmy Carter Report here on this Monday morning, March 3rd.
They're reading a couple of crazy things. Well, here's one thing that's going on that we didn't mention a minute ago. Trump has now ordered the Commerce Department to probe international lumber markets, saying he is considering a 25% global tariff on lumber and wood imports.
Uh-oh. Oh, so, man, I hadn't seen that. That's nice. Quit preaching and going to meddling.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff going on. It's just a really amazing, the volume of things in 360 degrees. Oh, yeah, the other thing, too, that's really hadn't gotten, I don't think, that much attention, another 3,000 additional troops, fleet, and armored vehicles are headed to the U.S.-Mexican border. And when you think of the U.S.-Mexican border, you're thinking of Laredo and you're thinking of maybe El Paso. We're talking Arizona and all that. We're talking the whole border from coast to coast. And he's going to have a lot of military out there. They've already put a lot of electronics, but they're putting boots on the ground in a lot of these places, particularly in Arizona. So I don't know what all exactly they're doing, but we'll see.
What was the announcement on Friday from Donald Trump and the administration that the number of immigrants trying to get into the country was at the lowest level in, I don't know, 100 years or something spectacular?
Yeah, and we do need some immigrants to pick strawberries and do all that kind of stuff. So hopefully that's still kind of going on while they're stopping needing anybody fresh. You know, but there's so many things that they haven't done. You know, like many of these folks, I guess it worked for any of us, they send their money back to Mexico, and I don't understand why they've never, you know, if they're in cahoots with the banking people or whatever, why they've never tried to put some type of tariff or tax or something on those money transfers. It's kind of, you know, it just seems kind of obvious that would do that, but they are not. All right, let's see here. The Treasury Secretary says that the economic deal with Ukraine is off the table for now. So many parts and elements of that Ukraine thing. And it came up a little bit last night on the Oscars. I think two people said something, you know, just supported. They didn't really get into it a lot.
Yeah, at least it was quick. Yeah.
It was quick, and it was kind of, you know, Daryl Hannah did it and somebody else. The show itself, I don't know that we'll get ratings on it today. I mean, I feel sorry for the producers in this case because they saw the nominations. They saw the films nominated. They saw Wicked. Okay, we can work with something with that. But all the songs nominated were so terrible. And so they just had a year, maybe unlike any other year, where music and songs were not in these movies. And so
yeah,
they didn't have
Elton
anything.
John, but, I thought, didn't he think the Elton John thing was going to win? I did.
I think Elton John thought it was going to win because Brandi Carlile was there and Elton was there. And Mick Jagger said, yeah, I'll do it. He didn't intend to give it to these, whoever. I can't even tell you. I never heard of any of these things. You know, I mean, it's just weird. the show was weird.
That's comforting to hear. Same here. Yeah.
I mean, really, it was weird. I mean, yeah, there's always going to be something that's goofy. And then you have the other award shows like the Screen Actors Guild, the Golden Globes, and others. And so you look at things like Demi Moore winning Golden Globes. She won the Screen Actors Guild, which is her voting part of the Academy, and then won some Critics Awards. And then it comes up to the Oscars. And the thing about the Oscars, now I don't know if the movie was worth a crap or not, but even based on trends, you usually can pick them. The British didn't go with her. And so they must have done something with Anora. I think that won the BAFTA award. And there are a good number of people who are British that are voting on the Academy Awards. So it is a very disjointed award generally. You know, they don't get it right a lot, and they just don't. And they've got a pretty long history of not getting it right. And what in the hell is their problem with Diane Warren? That woman is the Susan Lucci of the Oscars. I can't remember.
Hasn't she been nominated four times?
16 times she's been nominated. 16. And she's lost every one.
But in that category. Yeah. I mean, that's 16?
16. And they don't hate her or anything, but they won't give it to her. And some obscure song did it, so I don't know. And it was just a weird show. Weird show all around. Latvian film winning in the animation department, beating out Disney and all the others. That was strange. The only things probably not particularly strange were the best supporting actors and actors. Karen Culkin, who is the little brother of Macaulay Culkin from Home Alone, he's been big in that show Succession and others. He won. People thought he would win. Zoe Saldana, she's been in some of the most, I think she's in like three of the four highest grossing films of all time, Avengers and Avatar. And she's great, and she's in that Lioness show. I don't know if it was one you ever decided to watch. The Lioness is great. It's a CIA black box operation, and she's the head of one of the teams. Very believable, really. And it's good. Nicole Kidman's in that one as well. It's on Paramount Plus.
Man, you know, I left watching all of it last night with a feeling that it was like the Foreign Film
Festival,
which they do those awards, right?
Yeah.
The headline in Variety, quote the Show Business Bible this morning, Oscars review, Conan O'Brien rocked his hosting debut, and that might be debatable, but the telecast felt too small for Hollywood's biggest. And one of the things that they noted in it, Jimmy, your reaction here, and I guess it's kind of what you're saying about, you know, the whole foreign deal. You know, they went through a bunch of details, and then they said that, you know, is it okay to choose quality over popularity? Theoretically, no. You could say, of course, that it's probably the right thing to do. Yet, in effectively rejecting mainstream Hollywood last night, even as it reveled in the conventional trappings of it all, the 2025 Oscars gave off a message that was notably different from sweeps of old. The image of the industry through this show is one dominated more than before by its new international voting bloc.
Yeah.
Well, that's just going to put them further out of touch, isn't it?
Big time.
With America.
And one thing that a lot of Americans don't understand about Grammys and Oscars and some of those things, a billion, with a B, people watch the Academy Awards. The fact that we have, if we had 15 million or 100 million, it really is irrelevant. A billion people watch the show around the world. So that show is done for the world. Yes, it comes out of Los Angeles and it's on ABC, but they don't live and die based on that. And so you know, it's watched in India, it's watched in a bunch of places that love movies. And of course, it's you know, changed the language for that. But that's why they do some of the things they do, and the show is a little more acceptable for some of the international audience. But it is what it is. One of the guys who was the last guy in a group called Badfinger has died, Joey Mollen, and David Johansen has died. He was the guy that no one really knew him in this punk group, the New York Dolls, but people might have remembered the name Buster Poindexter. He had a song called Hot, Hot, Hot. He was in a Bill Murray movie called Scrooged. He was 75 years old. I remember he hosted the... go ahead.
He had a remake of, I want to say it wasn't I Can Help, but one of those great songs, and it was the best ever. I'll check on that this morning. Might be fun.
Buster Poindexter, yeah. So he was the host of the, well, for, you know, going back in New Year's Eve when television first started, the big thing on New Year's Eve was the Guy Lombardo show from the Waldorf Astoria. For many, many, many years, Guy Lombardo, the big band guy, hosted New Year's Eve. And then comes Dick Clark and takes it going on. But right after CBS did away with Guy Lombardo, they still kept going from the Waldorf Astoria for a little bit. They put David Johansen, Buster Poindexter, as the host of the show, because I was there on that first night. Everybody's in tuxedos there. Did my one New Year's Eve where you do it big. And Buster Poindexter was the host. And Harrison Ford was not there on Sunday night. He was supposed to be one of the presenters to put a little star power into things. But he's got the shingles. And
ooh,
nobody wants to should've have
gotten,
that.
Should have gotten the dang shot.
And then Joe Rogan, I tried to listen to that show with Bill Murray. I couldn't. I had to bail out. It was like the Oscars to me. It was. I like Bill Murray a lot, and I've interviewed him a lot. But this was the slowest thing. I got through about 45 minutes, and then every once in a while, they bust it for a commercial. And it's for protein shakes, and it's like some of those things, commercials you see on Fox, that are hard to get through. So I had to bail out of that. So I don't know. I do like Joe Rogan, but that was one. I just... It's a little bit, he has 2.5 hours, I guess, to interview people generally. And sometimes that doesn't mean you got a better show just because it's longer. You know, it's just, it's
yeah, he usually goes 2.5, 3, even 4 hours. And yeah. I was wondering how Elon Musk had the time to do that.
That one kept my attention because it still kept moving. With somebody like Bill Murray, it can go real slow. And then they can get real on tangents, which they did. And talking about Aspen and Hunter Dess Thompson and things like that. It was, whew, okay. But the Oscars were very long, very, 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 very long.
There is a lot happening. So we'll check with you tomorrow and see what else is going on. Jimmy, thank you.
And thank you. Bye.
Jimmy Carter back again tomorrow morning and every day this week, same time, same station, brought to you by Schwartner Farm and Ranch. And also the truly great folks we welcome to the Jimmy Carter sponsorship, longtime advertising partners here with us, and that's Crestview RV, the Eric and Bob Show. We'll talk to Eric, well, it's just after 8 this hour, probably a little bit after 8:30 from his home. Stay tuned and let your friends know, too, if you would. 95.9, thanks for tuning in Texas Country this Monday morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.